Praise the Lord. It's good to be in God's house. Amen. It's good to worship our God. What a fantastic time of worship we had today. Did you feel the presence of God this morning? Amen. Every time we gather in His name, He is in our midst. He's walking among us. He's touching lives. He's healing lives. He's giving you your miracle. He's giving you what you are asking for because He's alive in our midst. Amen. What a great God we serve. We thank you. Father, we just want to thank you this morning again for what you are doing in our midst, oh Lord. You are a great God and we honor you. Lord, we just love you, Lord. Father, look at your people, Father, this morning. Your sons and your daughters sitting here in the midst of us. Lord, we are not just here to warm the pew. We are not just here to mark our attendance, but we are here, Lord, because we want to hear from your voice. We want to know you, Lord. We want to love you, Lord, and honor you, Father, all the days of our lives. And Lord, we want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So bless your children, bless your church this morning, and the word that will be spoken. May you take control, Lord, and your Holy Spirit move mightily in among us and walk among us, we pray. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. And thank you online, those watching online. We thank you, but we wish that you would come and be in the house. Be in the house where you belong. This morning, our topic is belonging. Belonging to your local church, to your church. Love your church. That's my topic this morning. And taken from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. It says in the Message translation, you are no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here. You belong here with as much right as anyone. You belong here. Friends, you are not here by accident this morning. And if you've been in church here for past 20 years, 30 years, like Pastor Stephen says, 15 years, it doesn't mean that it's time for you to pack up and go. Not yet, till Jesus takes you home. Hallelujah. Amen. We are here for the long haul. Can I hear an amen? How many of you have grown up in Grace Church Sha'alam? Yeah, let's see your hands. Come on, you've grown up here in the house. From the time you, be proud. Proudly declare, from the time you were young until the time you are old and gone home to be with the Lord even. We honor and treasure all our saints who have gone home to be with the Lord because they have prayed with us, they have stood alongside us and been faithful to the vision. You belong here. As anyone, you have a right as anyone because God is building a home. It's not just a house, but a home. A home, they say, is where the heart is. Amen. We pray this morning, as you listen to God's word, you will open your heart to receive what God has to say. It's not just attending church, friends. It's not just being here so pastor can see you so he won't text you on Monday morning and ask, where were you yesterday? Not that, but you want to be home. This is home. Hallelujah. God is building a home and He's using us all. Amen. All of you, God is using. It doesn't mean that now you are old already. Let the young ones do the work lah. Huh? We always say that. No, young and old, God wants us all to be involved in building this house, this home, irrespective of how we got here in what He's building. Amen. And this is the scripture God wants to have to encourage us this morning. And I was, you know that we went for a holiday, we were in Australia. And at one point of time, in fact, it was a few days ago, that we went to the concert of my grandniece and nephew. I went for a concert. And right there in the auditorium was the scripture. Ephesians 2:19. This was the scripture up there in their auditorium day and night. This is their theme for their school, for their Christian college. It says Ephesians 2:19. And when I saw it, I told my niece, I said, this is what I'm going to preach this coming Sunday. And I was so excited for what God, for His confirmation of what God is doing. She was so amazed. Really, Aunt? Really, Atayima? She couldn't believe. God speaks. And when God speaks, it's so clear. Friends, listen to what He's saying. I pray that this morning, all our hearts will be open. We'll be receptive to what God wants done in each one of our lives. Can I hear an amen? Right? You are important. You are important. Okay? You are important to what God is doing in Shah Alam, in our church. Matthew 16:18, Jesus says, I will build my church. I will build my church. The gates of Hades will not prevail against it. Gates of hell cannot prevail against the church that Jesus is building. Amen? We may think that we are a small group of people in Shah Alam, but God has brought you here because He is building you. You are the church. You are the home that He is building. You are the house, the lives that He is building. And you are important. Jesus loves you. Can I amen? He loves you. All right? He paid His price, His life for you. He loves His church. Ephesians 5:25, Christ loved the church. He gave Himself for it. He gave Himself, His very life He gave for His church. We are His church. We are the church of Jesus. Of course, worldwide, universal believers all belong to Jesus. We are His church. But I'm talking about our local church this morning. We are His church. Friends, Jesus could only save mankind through the shedding of His blood. He gave His very life. He poured out His all for us at Calvary. We know that, right? He cried with anguish. He sweat drops of blood when He prayed at the Garden of Gethsemane before He went to the cross. God, if there's any other way to save mankind, salvation, redemption for mankind, but nevertheless, Your will be done. And Christ went to the cross for you and I. That much He loved us. And friends, this is the test of our Christian love for Jesus. We say we love Jesus. How many of us in the house love Jesus this morning? Wave your hands. We love Jesus. That's the reason. Those at home, wave your hands. We love Jesus. That's the reason you are here to worship God. But you know, the test of our love for Jesus, yeah, we say we love Jesus, but the test of our love for Jesus is to love His church. To love like He loved His church. He gave His life for His church. He redeemed you and I from sin. Even when we were sinners, Christ died for us, the Bible says in Romans. We were yet in sin. He already died for us. So dear friends, the same love that Jesus has for the church, He wants us to love one another. He wants us to love our local church, our assembly. Because how can we say we love God whom we don't see and we don't love the one that we can see? Right? We ought to show love. Amen. Amen. It's a good message today. Simple, but so profound. These words God spoke to me. And I was just lying down and contemplating what, you know, God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let it be acceptable to You. Lord, I don't want to say what out of line. I want to speak what You want to say to Your church. And let the words of my mouth be Your words to Your people. So God wants you to know that He loves you and He wants you to love one another. Simple as that, yet so profound. So profound. Because the love that we have for each other in the church is not a love that is here today and gone tomorrow. It's a lasting love. It's eternal love. It's faithfulness. It's loyalty, dear friends. It's not the love like the world, but it is love as Christ loved us. We ought to love one another. Can I hear amen? I pray today that you will hear what the Spirit is saying to you. You will perceive God. You will perceive the Holy Spirit speaking to you, and you will make a shift in your life and a choice to say, yes, Lord, I obey. Yes, Lord, I will do what You want me to do. Can an amen? Praise God. I'm speaking from my heart to you this morning. I pray that we will receive what the Holy Spirit wants to do in our lives. So the test, God calls us to make a similar choice like He, to love the church that Jesus loved. And this is our test. So right here, right where we are, in Grace Shah Alam, we need to love one another. And not just say love, but we ought to do, put our action into our words to love one another. Amen. So this is just the introduction to what I'm saying this morning. So how do I love the church? Pastor, it's so easy to say you love the church, but how? How do I show I love my brothers and my sisters right here in the house of God? I want to love them, but how? How can I belong? How can I belong to Grace Shah Alam? I know Shah Alam, Grace Church has been in existence for 40 years already in Shah Alam. My grandmother also was part of the church. Not my grandmother. Some of you, some of the Tamil section people who've gone home to be with the Lord. But how can I my part now is mine. God of the past, God of the present, and God of the future. Hallelujah. So God of the past, God of the present. Now in the present, God is working in us. And in the future, He is also going to work and bring us up to a different level and a new season. Amen. That is our God. He's ever moving and ever working in us. So how can I belong to Grace Sha'alam? How can I belong to this church? First, very simple. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful in your worship. Be faithful in your giving. Be faithful in your serving. Be faithful, but firstly, in worship unto God. Hebrews 10:25. Let us not give up. Not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. Some are in the habit. They don't want, not convenient for me to go to church today. Okay, I won't come, but not you. You are here. All right, praise the Lord, you are here. Amen. Speaking about those who are not coming. No, not give up meeting together as some in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. You are here. You encourage us by your very presence in church. You encourage us to go on, to preach the word without fear or favor, to speak the truth into your lives. You encourage one another to worship God, to cling to God. Amen? So your very presence in church is an encouragement to every one of us. So let us do that all the more as you see the day approaching, as you see that Christ is coming soon. So do not give up. The word give up means do not desert. Do not abandon your brothers and sisters. Don't abandon your family. In other words, don't give up on your family. This house, this family right here, don't give up. Amen. Come, tell one another, don't give up. Don't give up on me. Don't give up on our church. Don't give up on pastor. Don't give up on your leaders. Hallelujah. Don't desert. In other words, friends, don't neglect to meet together. So it's crucial. So crucial for our Christian life. So crucial for our spiritual maturity and growth to be faithful in meeting together in worship. So every time there's an event, every time there's a prayer call, a cell group call, you know, a call to meet together, worship time, come together. Don't just come after worship, then you walk into church. No, come before the worship. Church starting at 11, I'll come at 11 or 11:20. No, come before the service. Come for a time of chit-chat, meet up with others. Later I'll go into that, all right? So come. And before verse 25, Hebrews, same chapter, verse 24 says, let us consider, think, how? Everyone say the word, how? How? In other words, how can I? How can you? There's some part you have to play in the house of God. How you can spur one another. You motivate one another. How you can do that? Friends, come early to church. Spend some time talking to your brothers and sisters and family and members, children. Spur one another to love and to good deeds. Friends, can we do that? Build a church. Love your church. Hallelujah. Belong to your church. Be faithful in worship. Gather together. Jesus himself, very much when he was alive, he went into synagogues. He never neglected the house of God. He was always in the synagogues, in teaching, in meeting, in prayer. And we know in Acts, Peter and John went to the temple. We know that. The gate beautiful. We know that. We've been telling you this story. The past couple of weeks, you know that. And this man, expecting to receive some money, some form of silver or gold. But they said, no, I don't have silver or gold. But such as I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk, right? Then this man received his miracle at the gate beautiful. He was crippled from his ankle. He went into the house of God, leaping, praising, jumping, worshipping God. And this is how we want to be, like we did in the morning. Worshipping, leaping, praising God, lifting your hands to God, kneeling before Him, worshipping Him. Friends, this is what we should do when we come together in God's house. This is our home where we are free to worship Him. You are free to express your love to God and your adoration to Him, your gratefulness to God. Many of us come from non-Christian backgrounds, and how we, in our pagan ways, how we used to worship God, that's not the way we worship God. Our God is alive. Amen? Amen? Our God is living and walking among us. So we should be thrilled to worship Him. We should be exuberant in our worship before God. Wave your hands. Sometimes I wish I got a long cloth and worship God. Throw, you know, when you go and see others in worship, they throw their handkerchiefs up in the air, jubilant, worshiping God. They are happy and glory. Some people run around the church. I'm not asking you to do that, okay? But they, when we were in Orange City, we pastor in the U.S. many years ago. We were in this black church and they were worshiping God. Wow, wonderful worship, high worship. And people were just, whoo, suddenly you see them running around the church. They were really not walking, running around in excitement and exuberance. They're loving their God and expressing their joy to God. And when I was in London with Pastor Lover Ben's church, I mean, a lot of our friends, they worship Caribbean and all, they just love God. And they asked me to say something. And so I went up and I said something. I just love the worship here. I said, I'm yellow on the outside, but my children would say I'm racist. I'm black on the inside. I love to worship God. If I can, I want to worship Him with all my might and just being lost in His holy presence. Amen. Thank you. Forgive me, children. Okay, they will say, oh, mom, so embarrassed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Matthew 18, Jesus says, two of you agree on touching anything on earth, it shall be done. It shall be done. If you ask my Father in heaven. This is what we do in church. When we come to worship God, we ask, we pray for one another. Whatever we ask, two or three are gathered in His name, He is in our midst. And He will answer you, and He hears you, He will grant you your requests. Amen? Amen? This is our God. So, Great Shalom, we are a God-worshipping church. We are a Bible-believing church, a Bible-teaching church. Amen. We are a gospel-minded church. And we are a mission-minded church. Healing, worshipping, evangelistic training area. That we just announced the discipleship, dynamics for discipleship. So, join, sign up. It's time again. Light the fire in my heart again, Lord. Disciple me again, Lord, because I want to serve you. I want to be of use to the local church. Not just for me, myself, my family, but for my community. Amen. And church is a community. It's Christian community right here for us. Community don't come to you out there. You come to the community. You come to the Christian community that God has given to you. Can I hear amen? Right here, right here. Praise the Lord. So Psalm 22 verse 22 says, I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, Lord, I will praise you. In the midst of all my brothers and sisters, Lord, I will praise you. I'm not ashamed to praise my God. I'm not ashamed to kneel before my God. I'm not ashamed to show my love and passion for Christ. Amen. Number two, go deeper. Go deeper. All right, in relationship, be relational. Be relational. Going deeper in your relationships. Going deeper beyond just asking, how are you today? And what's happening? We go deeper. We find out the history. We talk to one another. You know, this morning I just found out, our dear family coming in, they asked me, you went to Germany? They thought I went to Germany. We went to Australia, not Germany. And your son-in-law is migrating already. He's going back to Germany. I said, no, he's not going. He's staying. Because they heard your message a couple of weeks back that you were contemplating many years ago going back to Germany. So they thought you are already going back. I said, no, he's staying. Are you staying? Okay. He's in the house. Hallelujah. I said, no, he's staying. See, you go deeper in your relationship. You talk. And so we can air and we can actually air differences and miscommunication. We can get to know each other better. Amen? So this is God's house. Go deeper. Deeper, friends. Know where each one is from. Where's your hometown? Which school you attended? You know? And things like that. It's so good. Meet, greet, get to know each other more. And we can encourage one another and pray for one another. Amen. Sometimes after church, you know, I don't see some of you. Next day or few days later, I will text, ask, where were you? I didn't see you in church. Pastor, I was there. You were in church. I didn't see you. So You're in church, come see us, talk to us, greet us. Say, Pastor, how are you? Pastor, welcome back. Pastor, I miss you. Pastor also needs your encouragement. Amen. Hello? You want Pastor to come to your house? Pastor also want you to come to his house. Hello? We just had a staff retreat over the weekend. Over Friday was a public holiday. It was so good. We had our staff, Pastor Guna, Pastor Victor, Pastor Wako and family all came and our pastors, we had a good time fellowshipping, praying, seeking God and bringing the church. What can we do to bring the church to the next level? It was so good. Good time of bonding and prayer, fellowship. Amen. We need to go deeper. Friends, go deeper in relationship with one another. Intentionally. Be intentional. Not just touch and go only. We all use touch and go in our car, right? When touch and go don't work, we get very upset. No, be intentional in our relationship. Build. And dear sister from KL, Winnie, I just don't mind if I just mention. No, she's staying in KL, coming to church with her children. Intentionally, she moved home. She moved from KL to Putra Heights because she wants to bring her children to church. Thank you. Thank you, Winnie. There's such a grand start for you, and it's a good start for you and for your family, for your children. Praise the Lord. It's a heart that loves God. Many go away from church, go far from church, but this one come near because she see the value in God's house. She see the value in Christian families. Can I hear amen? That's the way it should be, all right? Go deeper. Care for one another. Care for the widows, single moms. Care for them. Care for the elderly. Huh? Friends, we need to know each other so that we can respect one another. We can esteem each other higher than ourselves. We need to get to know one another so that we can pray for one another. We can speak life into one another and encourage each other. Huh? Praise God. I like this message. Don't you like it? We know each other deeply and not just superficially. So church, you are precious. Cell leaders, core team, board members, you are special in God's eyes. You are overseers. You need to know that God has placed you as overseers. Acts 20:28. Watch over yourself and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. The church that Jesus has built with his own blood. So precious, he gave it to us. We are in charge of the lives of so many. Friends, be overseer. Watch out for one another. If you know your brother is slacking, you know your sister is slacking, you know someone is backsliding, heart getting cold, you know what to do. Grab them by the collar and bring them. Ha, pastor, pray for this person. Pastor, he needs prayer. Bring them back to the household of faith. Can I hear amen? Let's do that. Huh? Let's do that. Being a part of church is what we need to do. Thirdly, cheerfully. Cheerfully doing what God calls you to do. I love this one. Church is so practical. Spiritual, yet practical. Not so spiritual and of no earthly use. We are heavenly minded. We are spiritual. We are of great earthly use. Can I hear amen? This is church. Building the church, building the house of God. Be involved in the lives of so many people around you. All of you have got giftings and talents. Some of you are so educated. You are so good with your programming. You're so good with your media. You're so good with administration. You've got all different gifts that we don't have. You're so good at teaching. So good at handling young people and counseling. You have got all the skills. Use it. Your gifts and your talents and your skills. Use it in the house of God, in building the house that Jesus loves. Can I, amen? Use your time and your talent, your money, your finances for God's kingdom. God will bless you. As I was preparing this, I was thinking of the little boy who gave his lunch to the disciple, because Jesus was teaching thousands, you know, they follow him. They hunger for the word. They hunger for the miracles that Jesus did. And Jesus had compassion on them. At the end of the day, they were hungry. And Jesus told the disciples, go and do something. We have nothing. How much money do we need to feed 5,000 and more? The little boy with his lunch came, gave the disciple, just use what I have. Little boy, young people, whatever little you have, When you give it to Jesus, it will be much in the master's hand. It becomes a miracle for Jesus to work on. Can I amen? What little we have, don't say, oh, I don't have much, I have little. Whatever little, the widow with the two mites, she just gave whatever little she had to the offering. And Jesus says that is great because it comes from the heart. Friends, whatever little or much we have will be much in the hands of the master. So I'm reminded this little boy with the five loaves, the two fish he gave, and the Bible doesn't talk about him anymore. We know he fed 5,000 and more, huh? Plus women, plus the children. But no, nothing is written about the little boy, how he grew up, how his needs were supplied, how he became a big family, a great family, a man of God. We don't know. But I believe he has given his heart to Jesus. He has given his sacrifice to Jesus. I believe that God will not sideline him. He will be chosen. He will be walking with God. And he would have had miracles, more miracles in his life. That's not written in the word. Amen. The same with us, you and I, friends. As we do for God and as you serve God. You know, when I was in Australia, I received a text from Anne. Anne is such a precious soul. She said, Anne, we love you. She's going through hard time, doing her eye surgery and this and that. And now a lot of you are praying for her and encouraging her, visiting with her, buying food for her. That's so good. That's part of church. That's what you are doing. So admirable. And I'm happy you are doing that for her. And she texted me and said, next week, Brother Koo is going to make tahu sumbat for church. Wow, I was leaping and praising and jumping for joy. I mean, here's a man, a retired hospital lab technician in the lab, yeah, he's retired government servant, and he has the heart and the love for his church, for you, to make tahu sumbat for you to enjoy before the service. That's love in action. Amen? You can serve God. You can serve God with whatever talent you have, whatever little you have. It will be much. And God will bless Brother Koo. Something. Buy something. Hello. We know when we visit the sick, we bring something to the hospital, right or not? So you come to God's house, bring something. Not just in offerings. Yes, it's wonderful. Your tithes, your offering, your sacrificial gift. But bring something so that everybody can enjoy. What are you good at? Bring something to share with the people of God. Huh? So the hungry children after Sunday school, they can come down and they have nice snacks in church. At least they can remember, I grew up in a church that feed me on Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I hear amen? Practical, okay? Practical. And be joyful. When you do it joyfully. Because we know God loves a cheerful giver. He loves a cheerful giver. Not just in terms of money, in time, in essence, in prayer, giving of your time, giving of yourself. He loves a cheerful giver. So give all you've got to build God's house, to build God's kingdom, to let his work be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't underestimate your contribution. Don't underestimate what you are doing and giving to the house of God. Acts 20:35. By this kind of hard work, it's hard work, okay? We help the weak. Remembering the Lord Jesus himself said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. It's hard work when you serve God. It's hard work when you get up early in the morning to make sandwiches for 100 people. It's hard work, but you got to do it. Rajini, we appreciate hard work. Yes, but God bless you. Hard work. Yes, but you're doing it as unto Jesus. Whatever we do unto Jesus. The word of God teach us, even if you give a glass of water to his servant, we do it unto Jesus and we will receive. You give a glass of water to the prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. That is what God promised in his word. So give of yourself, give of your life, give of your gifts. We appreciate Keith. Week after week, leading in worship, you are giving your talent, you are giving your voice, you are giving your heart to the Lord. And God will bless you. He will bless you tremendously. Continue to serve and continue to give your gifts for God. Since 1 Corinthians 14:12, I end with this, you are eager to have spiritual gifts. We are all eager. We want gifts of prophecy, we want gifts of healing, we want gifts of wisdom, we want gifts of the knowledge of good and evil. We want so many gifts from God, but God says desire, all right, the best gift, and try to excel in the gifts that will build the church up. So whatever we do, friends, our focus is Jesus. Our focus is the kingdom of God. Our focus is to build the life of one another in the house of God, because you are the church. Our focus is building the church up. Amen. I pray today you are built up. You are built up, hallelujah, spiritually and physically, but more so spiritually. Don't just attend church. Love your church, all right? Belong to your church. Serve, give, join, worship, and engage. Hallelujah, in what God wants you to do right here and right now. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Shall we ask the worship team to come? Thank you, Jesus. This is what we need to do, friends, a commitment. It's a time for commitment. It's a time for you to say, yes, Lord. If you are the one, rise up to your feet. Yes, Lord, I want to commit. Yes, Lord, I'm willing to build a church. Yes, Lord, I'm willing to use my giftings, my talents, my time, my energy, my resources, my spiritual gifts to build up the church that you love so much, Lord. That you gave your very life for your people here. Hallelujah. And this is how I show I love Jesus, by serving your church, by serving the people that you love. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for rising to your feet. Thank you. I'll ask Pastor to come.